This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. The Park Falls Police Department would like to remind everybody that winter parking restrictions will begin on November 1st. Park Falls City Ordinance 43421D states that no person shall park any vehicle or leave any vehicle standing on any street from 2 a.m. until 6 a.m. between November 1st and May 1st. This week is International Bat Week, and the Wisconsin DNR wants you to help the flying mammals. Here's Lisa Hale with more.
International Bat Week continues through the 31st, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging Wisconsinites to help the bats. Bats are vital to the ecosystem and save farmers and foresters billions of dollars every year by consuming bugs, up to 1,000 mosquito-sized insects an hour. Four of the eight species in Wisconsin are currently threatened. Learn how you can help the bats in our story at civicmedia.us. I'm Lisa Hale for Civic Media News.
Saturday, November 9th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the 2024 Holiday Bazaar. Presented by Our Lady of the Lake Catholic Church, this will feature beautiful gift baskets, wine breads and bakery, homemade quilts, crafts, raffles, and a cafe snack bar. Raffle tickets are available now at Our Lady of the Lake Pastoral Center office and on the day of the bazaar. Once again, that's Saturday, November 9th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 201 Lakeshore Drive East in Ashland. Gasoline prices are continuing to fall as colder weather approaches. Melissa Kay has the story.
The average gas prices in Wisconsin fell 6.7 cents during the last week. The average across the state today is $2.87 per gallon. This is over 21 cents lower than a month ago and more than 31 cents lower than this time last year. Gas is at its lowest level since January, which some Americans attribute to the upcoming election. Officials at Gas Buddy say politicians have little influence over gasoline prices. The switch to winter gas and the drop in demand is pushing gas prices down. Officials say these drops will continue into and even beyond the election as colder weather arrives.
I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Celtics 119-108. Milwaukee now 0-2 on this road trip. They've lost three in a row. Damian Lillard.
It's definitely frustrating, you know, because when we do what we're supposed to do, you see what the first game looked like, and then in moments of the last two games, you see when we do it, what the game looks like. So it's definitely frustrating. I just think it's one of those things right now where you just gotta stay in the fight.
The Bucks play in Memphis Thursday. College football, Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on reviewing the loss to Penn State over the weekend.
You know, it was tough, but as you look back at it, you know, the thing that it comes down to is execution, and execution in the fourth quarter, and then making plays.
The Badgers play the Hawkeyes in Iowa Saturday night. The NFL Network reporting an MRI showed no serious damage for Jordan Love and that groin injury. Could he play Sunday against the Lions?
Yeah, if he can go, he'll go. So we'll see where he's at by the end of the week. But if we feel like he can't protect himself, then we certainly wouldn't put him in that position.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Venom: The Last Dance led the way at the U.S. box office last weekend, taking in $51 million, but it was still a bit of a disappointment. The final chapter of the Venom trilogy, starring Tom Hardy, was tracking to the tune of a much bigger showing at the box office. The studio was hoping it pulled in an additional $20 million. Partial blame can go to the World Series, but not all of it, according to prognosticators. No reason to shed tears for Sony, as the film is performing well overseas. Coming in second was Smile 2, with just over $9 million, but a 60% drop-off after opening weekend, a little more than you'd like. The Wild Robot took in over $6 million in its fifth weekend in theaters. Outperforming Smile 2 and The Wild Robot on a per-screen average was newcomer Conclave, which received rave reviews and came in fourth place despite a limited release compared to other films. Rounding out the top five was the Andrew Garfield, Florence Pugh-led romance We Live in Time, which was expanded to more theaters last weekend. Scary movie releases are winding down, folks. John Oliver's comedic takes on current events are top-notch. If you want a sample size and a good laugh, check out his and Will Ferrell Carell's funny parody of Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA. Oliver, an immigrant himself, had to take a test to become a citizen and then listen to Greenwood's song during his citizenship ceremony and thought new U.S. citizens deserved better. When he found out Greenwood charges the U.S. government $700 a year to use the song, it rubbed him the wrong way, so he is offering the new Will Ferrell version to the government for $701. Seems like a sensible price. Uma Thurman and Anthony Hopkins are teaming up with another up-and-coming actress, Phoebe Denever, for a forbidden love story called The Housekeeper. The film will be set in England at Hopkins' character's vast estate, with Thurman playing a housekeeper falling for a young woman and author who is visiting. It sounds quite steamy because Thurman and Denever are both very attractive, and even more so because there is no mention of Anthony Hopkins doing a love scene. Matthew Perry died over a year ago, but the story is still very much in the news. Variety reports that Perry's family is taking legal action against the doctors and those who supplied him with ketamine. Perry's mother and stepfather and three siblings appeared on the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and discussed the pending 2025 trial against two of the parties that supplied the drugs to Perry. Charges were brought after a joint LAPD-DEA investigation into Perry's death. What could possibly be more fun than a Timothy Chalamet look-alike contest in New York City? How about Timothy Chalamet actually crashing the party? The actor showed up incognito at first to a sea of young men who looked similar and surprised everybody when he removed sunglasses and a mask, then posed for selfies with contestants. The contest was promoted by the use of flyers over the last few weeks. The winner was to receive a $50 prize. Seems kind of lame. In case you're wondering, the actual Timothy Chalamet took third place. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid 70s this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers, thundershowers, 55. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with falling temperatures. We're going to drop into the upper 40s by late tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.